back. The Bill Panic Zone live today from Orlando, Florida at CPAC 2021. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for a Friday, the 26th of February. It's hour number three. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the majority of Republicans say the 2020 presidential election was invalid, according to new polling. We'll talk about that. Number two, Republicans calling for an investigation into Gretchen Whitmer's handling of nursing home coronavirus cases. And number one, one of the former coaches connected to Larry Nassar has committed suicide. John Gettert, part of the whole Larry Nassar sexual scandal, charged with 24 felonies yesterday, but by 3:30 in the afternoon, he had taken his own life, so that's the end of John Gettert. Meanwhile, though, let's talk about fun things. Florida's a free state. Ivy dragged me out kicking and screaming last night. I tried to resist. I was powerless. Ivy dragged me around. You know why? It's a free state. We went to like three different restaurants because we could.
We did. Yeah, it was nice to just kind of pop around and see different things and talk to different and it was very nice.
It was great. We went to a place here in the hotel, and then we went off to another restaurant. Then we met one of Ivy's friends who is a remarkable individual because he escaped communism in Poland, and mm-hmm. he is a concert pianist. Last night he was playing the accordion. Fascinating gentleman.
He is, and you know, being in that industry, in the music industry, entertainment, he is kind of unique in that he's a conservative because he was in Poland during the time of communism, and so he recalls all of those hardships
that he fled
and his family fled from, and he sees where America's going down this rabbit hole, and he's very concerned about this country, and he doesn't understand how people don't know what communism will bring.
Right. He warns people all the time
about
what communism will bring.
Yes, Darius, a concert pianist, incredible guy. And he's incredible. I mean, and he just really has a hard time with the state of America as we are right now.
And we hear that from a lot of people. In fact, Darius was on the program, I don't know, a number of years ago. You mm-hmm. introduced us. He was on the program because he talked about his mother.
Yes.
Who was in Poland, and she was in her mid-70s at the time, and she needed a hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And the socialized government healthcare system said, you're 75, no hip for you.
Right. It was kind of like, I think at the time we were talking about the panel that would be created to decide whether or not you could get surgery if you're too old
That's
to
right.
be able to do that. And so
she was deemed too old. She was not worthy of a hip.
She was too old and not able to get a hip replacement in Poland. So he flew her to
the U.S.,
the United States.
And he bought her a hip.
And got her a hip. And she is now, this is now 20 years later.
She lived 20 years
right
after the hip in Poland. She never would have, because the fact of the matter is she would have had a bad hip. She would have been hobbled
sure.
up. Her health would have been, but he brought her here.
And quality of life, too.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're in pain all
That's
the time and you can't be mobile,
right.
It's terrible. And to allow somebody, the government, to decide whether or not you can get medical treatment, it shouldn't be up to the government. It should be up to if you can afford it or not.
Right. But when we talk about death panels and the groups of individuals that decide whether or not you get this or you get that or you don't because it's too expensive, and the formula says
right.
you won't live long enough. The formula says you're too old, and the formula says we need to put that. That's the problem with socialized medicine
exactly.
that is being foisted upon us.
Sure. And it's very concerning. And we go back. I can go back to when you injured yourself in New Zealand, and New Zealand being an incredible place, the incredible place that it is, it still was not like American hospitals.
No.
I mean, you got wonderful care, and the nurses were wonderful. But this happened on your injury happened on a Friday night. All of the specialists were not there. They were gone.
They were gone
for the evening. So in terms of having the pain specialist that you needed, they weren't there at that time. So you had
people,
to wait
the surgeons,
until the next day for people to show up. So we really, I think, take for granted how incredible our medical system here is.
And the story from Darius, this is a story that we hear repeated to us from other people that have come here from Romania, from Cuba, people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
that share the same story. And now a big influx of people from Venezuela, certainly here in Florida, that tell the same story. The reason they fled the countries that they were born in is to get away from this Marxist, Maoist, socialist attitude that's now descending upon America, which is why, you know, CPAC might be more important this year than it's been in a number of years, because it's the pushback against the Biden administration, the executive orders opening our border, passing $1.9 trillion stimulus package that has nothing to do with COVID and everything to do with turning us into basically serfs for the state.
Sure. And I think that we really need to just have robust conversations. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of people on the left just, you know, they won't engage in conversation. They won't engage in debate. It's you're a bigot, you're a white supremacist, you're this, you're that, instead of actually having a conversation about where this country should go and shouldn't go. And that's really the, I think, a big problem. And I mean, you know, let's be honest, conservatives can be that way too. It's my way or the highway.
But
and
we don't
sometimes,
cancel people.
No, we don't cancel people. But it is, and I don't think that we call people names either, but I think that what we need to do is really engage in conversation and talk to one another. I mean, I go...
Of course, those on the other side would say Donald Trump calls lots of people names. Okay, so yeah, there's a bit of that silliness that goes on. But when it gets down to the conversation... We believe in free speech. We believe in the individual. We believe in the promise of America, which is to work hard. And as Darius put last night, to buy a house and a car and be free to raise your children as you see fit. That's one of the things that he said brought him from Poland.
Right. And you can have nothing and become a billionaire. And that happens in the United States.
In America.
In America. Exactly. So I just, you know, we'll see. I'm hoping that... I'm traveling and talking to people, and I really tried to engage. I think with the masses a little bit more tougher because I think that Americans, we like to see faces, we like to shake hands. But I think we're so absorbed sometimes in just, you know, instantaneous information and looking at our phones, and we forget to reach out, to talk to people, to say hello, to give a smile.
To say thank you
and just really try to engage in conversation.
Well, there it is, because I believe that you've nailed the point that conservatives are optimists that
I believe the most in people.
By the way, Esquire Bob says you should be co-hosting a lot more.
Oh.
Okay. Say thanks, Bob.
Hi, Esquire Bob. Thank you for that.
Anyhow, the fact of the matter is, we're optimists. We're business owners. We believe, I believe, and I know you do too, you believe in the people until they give you reason not to, but you always give them the benefit of the doubt to
Absolutely.
Start.
Absolutely. I think conservatives, I think we really care about people. We care about this country. I'm not saying that the other side doesn't, but, you know, we'll see where we
go. Yeah. All right. So on the schedule today, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, best governor in America, leader of the pack when it comes to somebody running for president if Donald Trump decides not to. On Saturday, Mike Pompeo, he'd like to run for president too, make no mistake. And the man who has been president and may do it again, Donald Trump, here Sunday at CPAC. Live from Orlando, Florida, is the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back. Thanks, everyone. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.